This is called Gopi Gita. Gopis are separated from Krishna, chapter 31 of Dashama Skanda. And they've gone deep into the forest looking for Krishna, because he's left them in the middle of the Rasa dance. Very beginning of the Rasa dance, he's left them. And they searched for him here and there, then they gave up. They looked for him deep in the forest, and the forest got blacker and blacker, but in the depths of that blackness, they couldn't find their black sham, their Ghanasham. So I said, this is hopeless. We're not making any headway here. We're searching, crying out, hey Krishna, Govinda Damodara Madhaviti. 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 To no avail, no success. So one gopi proposed, well listen, we're not finding him here in the dark forest. We're crying for him, we're searching for him, we can't find him despite our intense efforts in all directions. So remember, where's the last time we saw Krishna? Where's the last place we saw Krishna? We saw Krishna in Yamunapudin. We saw Krishna in Yamunapudin by Govindagat on the banks of the Yamuna. Let us return there. At least we can retrace our steps, because that's the last. If you lose something and you search everywhere and you say, wait a minute, let me think. When I came in this room, where did I put down my car keys? I'm searching under the pillow, in the closet, and in my shoes, and the jacket, and the chair, and the belt. I'm searching everywhere in this room for my car keys. But I'm having no success. Well, when I first came in the room, where did I leave the keys? This is a logical way the mind often works. After all, you're running around like a rabbit for an hour. Then you go back and it's, ah! Here, they're right where I left them. Anyone had that experience? Usually. So the gopis are the same way, but transcendental love, the realm of love. They're searching here and there. Oh, he must have taken that gopi, that other gopi, and ran deep into the dark forest in a private, concealed guyam place, secret place, where he couldn't see us, and he couldn't be found. He just wanted to be, he whisked her off to be with her alone, and rejected all the rest of us. So that was their idea, and pursuing that idea, they went deeper and deeper into the forest, and they were unsuccessful. They said, it's only getting darker, we can't even see anymore, even the light of the moon is not passing here. So one intelligent, logical sucky said, well listen girls, we're not getting anywhere going this way, let's go back to the moonlit banks of the Yamuna, because the moon is shining brightly there. It's Purnima, it's Sharad Purnima, it's just Sharad season. Sharad Purnima, the moon is so bright, so rich, so cooling, so enjoyable, so pleasurable in Sharad season. And it's shining on the camphor powder-like sand, the camphor radiant powder-like sand of the Yamuna, Yamuna Purnima. And surely if Krishna's there, we'll see him under that beautiful moonlight, which is like a beautiful spotlight in the sky. So let us go there, because the moon will help us search for Krishna. The moon himself will reveal Krishna Chandra to us. The moon will reveal Krishna Chandra, will assist us and help us. But going in the forest, we're getting no help from the moon. The moon is not befriending us, because the leaves of the trees are blocking the rays. Even a one pencil ray of moonlight is not penetrating the forest floor. It's absolutely abject darkness, total darkness. We can't even see our nose in front of our face. Come, Sakis, come. Jamuna Jahongi. So then they run back to the Jamuna and they sit down on the banks of the moon and they hold hands. They hold hands and they hold hearts. They hold each other's hands, they hold each other's hearts, and they start crying. Rodana, Krandana, crying. Prem Krandana, crying in love. Oh, Krishna, please come back. Krishna, please, Krishna. So this is called Gopi Sankirtan. Gopi Sankirtan, Gopi Lila Sankirtan, Krandan Nixparo, or Krandan Kesat, right? Sankirtan and crying Kesat. Mixture of crying and chanting Krishna. All Sama Kirtan. Everyone together, all the gopis together. And so it's Sama or San, then Kirtan, singing loudly, Uchai. It's called Uchai Swara, loud sounds. Loudly they're chanting. They're all chanting, holding hands and hearts, And they're crying out in Sankirtan, Krishna, 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 hey. Right? Like the six Goswamis, right? Hey Radhe Brajadevi Kejalalite. Hey Nandasuna Kutaha. Nandasuna Nandalal. Nandasuna Nandanandana Kutaha. Where are you? Hey Radhe Brajadevi Kejalalite. Hey Nandasuna Kutaha. Goshanta Vati Sarvato. Vajapure Kedar Mahagalo. Shigo Varana Kalpa Padapatale Kalindivan Yekutaha. Kalindivan. Are you in the... They already did the Kalindivan. The gopis already did the Kalindivan. Because they're not. It's not Vasant Vrasad Govardhan. This is Sharad Vrasad Vamshivat Yamuna Kalind Dhir Samir Nidivan. It's in Vrindavan. This is Sharad Pranima coming. This season coming in a month or so. Sharad Ritu. So they've already done Govardhan Kalpade Kalindivan Vane Kalindi Vane Kutaha. Are you? We already searched in the van, in the forest, on the banks of the Kalindi. The river is dark, the forest is dark. Krishna, you're dark. The night is dark, and we can't find you. Kaha, kaha, kaha. Where are you? Where are you? So forget it. We go back to the banks. We sit down in a circle and perform Gopi Sankirtan. This is Gopi Nam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan. This is Sri Gopi Geet. From chapter 31, the Gopi's Songs of Separation, one of the five chapters of Rasa Panchadhyayi. Gopi Uchu. I'll repeat and I'll chant and then you listen and repeat. Jayati te dikam janmana vraja Shrayata indira shashvaratrahi Dayata drishyatam dikshutavaka Translation, please listen. The gopi said, O Dayata, O beloved, your janman, your birth in the land of Braj, Janma Braja, has made it exceedingly glorious. Adika, Jayati Adika. Adhika means exceedingly. Jayati means glorious, victory. Jayanti, Krishna Jayanti. Jayati, Adhika, very extra special, glorious. Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please show yourself to us. As Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati said, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that he tries to see you. So of course, searching for Sri Krishna is a devotee's very life and blood. The Goswamis gave that example, searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So this searching and separation is part and parcel of Yoga Vyas, of Bhakti Yoga Vyas, is part and parcel of sadhana. If there is no mood of searching in our sadhana, then there is no sadhana. It's all sodhana. Whatever. It's not sadhana. Sadhana means searching. Chanting Krishna's holy name, that is sadhana. Nam jap. Shravanam kirtan vishnusmaranam. Sadhana. Sadhana. So when we're chanting, what are we doing? We're searching for Radha and Krishna. We're doing puja to the Archimurti. Esha dupo klin Krishnaya nama. Esha dipo klin Krishnaya nama. Idam margyam klin Krishnaya nama. Itatpatyam klin Krishnaya nama. Prabho swagatam kripya kuru. Idam asanam klin Giriraya nama. Idam ana vyanjana mishna pranayajana maligyan klin Krishnaya nama. Right, all these bija mantras and ishtadev mantra, clean the calm beach, then the upachar mantra, esha dupo, that's upachar mantra, dravya upachar, dupo means incense, esha dupo, then bija mantra, calm beach, clean, then the name of ishtadev, right, esha dupa, clean Krishnaya nama, then times to the feet, or three times the belly, two times in the head, seven times under. That's arti, arti, puja, archana, one of the Navaveda Bhakti. And we cook prasad and we study Bhagavad. All these limbs of devotion are all means of searching for Krishna. We're offering arti to Krishna, incense and deep. We're seeing, is this marble? Is this a marble statue? A black marble statue? I'm searching. I'm searching my heart. Can my heart see that Krishna's here? Can my mind see that Krishna's here? I'm searching. I'm searching this murti. Krishna, are you really there? Can you, if you are there, can you show yourself to me so I'll know that you're there? Or will you remain a chunk of marble fashioned by the hands of a Muslim artist in Jayapur? Will you just stay forever and ever a chunk of marble? Or will you talk to me? I'm searching for your voice, O Archamurti, O Shamsundar. I'm searching for your fragrance, your Gandha. I'm searching for your Shabda, your sweet voice. I'm searching for your Rupa, your Rupa Madhurya. Will you reveal the sweetness of your form to me? This is called searching. So sadhana without searching is no sadhana. We're chanting holy names. Oh, Radha and Krishna, this is Yuga Nam. This is Radha and Krishna Yuga Nam, praying Nam. And you're dancing. You're having so many leelas in this mantra. And I know that because I've read the commentaries of the Acharyas, and Raghunath Das and others are telling me all about the leelas in the holy Maha Mantra. They're seeing the leelas, they're entering the leelas of the Maha Mantra, they're serving the leelas of the Maha Mantra, they're serving the leelas of Radha Krishna Yuga in the Maha Mantra. But what am I doing? I'm sleeping in the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, So we're sleeping in the Maha Mantra, and Raghunath Das and Vishnu, they're seeing, you know, Ras Leela, and they're seeing Nikunja Leela, and the Gufa Leela, and the Maha Mantra. So there's a vast difference in their ability to search, in their search program. Their search engine has a lot of horsepower. Their search engine enables them to go deeply into the Maha Mantra. It's called the praying search engine, powered by praying. Their website is powered by praying. Their searching is powered by praying, so they're able to glean out the essential nectar of the Radha Krishna Mantra. So this is the point we want to make. The gopis were searching for Krishna on their own, with their own strength, with their own eyes, and they went deep into the forest of Vrindavan, Kalindivan, and they were unsuccessful on their own. It is not a one-man show. Is not our own endeavor. The finite can never capture the infinite. But if the infinite wants to reveal himself to the finite, that is his prerogative. That is his will. That is his love. So therefore, act in such a way of which Krishna will be attracted to see us. Bhakti Sankarshan. He is Sankarshan. That means he has the power of attraction to attract everything to him, and he has the power to be attracted to anything and everything. Sankarshan Krishna means Samakarshan. He's attractive to every man, every animal. Every animal is attracted to Krishna. Every bird is attracted to Krishna. Every demigod is attracted to Krishna. Every demigod is. Every man, woman, tree, bird, insect, water, sentient beings are attracted to Krishna. Insentient beings, conscious beings are attracted to Krishna. Animals, beasts, humans, insects, trees, and unconscious beings are attracted to Krishna. Rocks are attracted to Krishna. Are rocks, you may be the most beautiful Miss India, Miss World, but are the rocks attracted to you? When you walk down the street, do the rocks melt and flow in rivers across your feet? Do they do that? Do the rocks, when you walk by the hills, do the rocks melt and come down in rivers and caress your feet? That's what happens when Krishna plays a flute, Vena Madhurya. The rocks melt in ecstatic bliss and love of Krishna and flow down and touch his feet because they want to embrace him in some form or other. Because when you're in love, you want to contact the beloved somehow, the feet, the hand, the body, the chest, anything. So Krishna loves the rocks. Have you hugged a rock today? Have you hugged your kid today? Have you hugged a rock? Embraced a rock? So that's Sankarshan. Sankarshan Krishna. Isn't it? Karshan, attraction, sama, equal, everything. So everything and everyone, every object is attracted to Krishna. But that word also means that Krishna has the ability to be attracted to. He has the attractive power, the complete attractive power. Because he said Aishwaryapurnam, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Virasya Vishashriya. He has the complete power of attraction to attract everyone, to his form, to his prema, to his flute, to his words, everything. But he himself, within himself, he has a quality of capability to be attracted to any other person or to any other thing. So therefore, bhakti is attractive. Devotion is attractive. Love is attractive. Our devotion, our bhakti attracts Krishna. Therefore, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna is attracted to us. So what does that mean, to act in such a way that Krishna is attracted to us? Act in praying. Mantan dharan, all in Krishna praying. So the gopis on their own power, they try to seek out Krishna and find Krishna with their love light. It didn't work. They said, look, it's not working. We just have to sit here and cry our hearts out. We have to sit here on the banks of the Yamuna, taking shelter of Brajadam, Panchanga Bhakti, Mathura Vasistali. This is one of the Panchanga, residing in Mathura Mandal. So we're going to take advantage of nectar and instruction and follow Rupa Goswami's teaching and stay in Vrindavan, go to the banks of the Yamuna, take shelter of Kalindi, and chant the holy name. It's called Utkanta Kirtan, Utkanta Bhav Kirtan. Kirtan, crying in eagerness, searching in eagerness, hankering, hankering, hankering. Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Desperation, exasperation, devastation. This is the gopis' love. Desperation, they're desperate, exasperated, they're totally fatigued, and devastated, they're about to die. Sharudashaye sarujatasat sarasi jara shri musha drisha suratanatate shokadasika barada dignato neyakimpada. Gopi Uchu, the gopi said, O Suratanath, O Lord of erotic love. Surata means conjugal erotic enjoyment. Surata. Suratanath, like we have Gopinath, Gopinath, Radhanath, what other Nath? Pranath, Gopinath, Radhanath, or Gokulnath, Vrindavanath. This is Suratanath, Surata. Surata means erotic, ecstatic, uncontrolled, wild, intimate conjugal love. That is Surata, to be specific, for those over 18. If you're under 18, then block your ears. So they're saying, O Suratanath, O expert in the Kama Sutra, O expert lover, O Suratanath, we are hankering and thirsty for your association. O Lord of love, in beauty your glance excels the world, the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. Sarasi Jodaran Shri Musha Drisha. Your Drisha is like a lotus. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder? Ashoka Dasika. Ashoka Dasika. Dasika means maidservant and Ashoka means payment. You didn't pay anything for us. We're free. We're not society girls. We're not prostitutes. Prostitutes cost money. You have to pay to fly. No pay, no flight. Right? So they didn't pay. Krishna never paid anything. What did you pay? They said, yes, you did pay something. Your beautiful Kripa Kataksha. Your Krishna Kripa Kataksha, your sidelong glances, that was enough. You bought us wholesale. You bought us wholesale price. You bought us lock, stock, and barrel. You purchased us. You tied us up in a straight jacket. A straight jacket of love. You bound our hearts. You bound our minds. You bound our Atmabandha. Atmabandha. You bound our bodies. You bound our minds. You bound our souls. With your prema-filled glasses, prema-diksha. That's how you purchased us. Not with money, gold, bangles, jewels, gems, palaces, silk, saris, fast cars, sports cars, trinkets, computers. No. Simply your glance. This is Ashoka Dashika. Varada, Nignato. Varada means Varadha, the giver of benedictions. You're giving everybody benedictions, but you're killing us. That's a nice trick. Everybody in the world says, God, give me this, God, give me that. Give me my daily bread. Give me this, give me that. Fulfill my desire. Help me pass my exams in the medical school. Oh, Krishna, please help me. Oh, Krishna, please help me get a good husband. Oh, Krishna, please help me get a new house. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. And he gives so many benedictions. So you are the Varada, the Dignato, you're a fulfiller of benedictions. You're blessing everybody and benedicting and uplifting everybody. And on our side, you're killing us. That's your benediction? With the same hand that you benedict and bless everybody, you're killing us. Why are you killing us with that hand? Because you're not touching us with that hand. That hand is meant to touch us, but you're not touching us, so therefore that hand, you raise your hand and say, Bhavatu. Dhani Bhavatu. Political post, Bhavatu. Swast, Bhavatu. Sharir Must, Bhavatu. Paisa, Bhavatu. Patni, Bhavatu. Pati, Bhavatu. Stri, Bhavatu. Admi, Bhavatu. Paisa, Bhavatu. Health, Bhavatu. But what about us? You raise your hand and then you go the other way. You don't, with that hand, which you give everyone benedictions, you don't give benedictions to us with your hand. We want you to raise your hand and benedict us by placing your hand on our breast, and your hand on our head, and your hand on our leg and arm and face. But instead of doing that with your hand, instead of blessing us, Varada Dignato, with your hand, you're killing us. By ignoring us, by not coming to us, by making yourself invisible to us. Are you cruel? You're a murderer. See the word, they're saying vada. Vada means murderer. Neyatim vada. Vada, you're a murderer, you're a killer. You're a cold-blooded killer. Isn't this murder? Neyatim vada. Neyatim vada means, isn't this murder? To ignore those that love you, to deny love to those that are thirsty to serve you and please you, isn't that murder? You're killing us by your absence. You're killing us by your ignorance, ignoring us. Do we exist or not? Do you care for us or not? Krishna Gopi Ari. Ari means kill, right? Murari means the killer of the Mora demon, is it right? Mora Ari. The killer of the Kamsari. He's Gopika Ari, not Gopika Nath. He's Gopi Ari, not Gopi Nath. That's the Gopi. The Gopis, who knows better than them? The Gopis are saying, who is saying you're Gopi Nath? We are saying you're Suratanath. We're calling you Suratanath. Hey Suratanath. That means Gopi Nath. We're the Gopis and you are Nath. What kind of Nath are you? You're the Suratanath. You're the Lord of erotic love. You are our partner. We are your partner. We are ready to offer ourselves for your conjugal erotic pleasure. Do whatever you want, however you want, when you want, and how and when, whatever you want with us, we are yours. Whether you trample us under your feet or crush us with your embrace or ignore us, it doesn't matter. Shushyavam padavatam panashtamam adarshanam mamatam karotivam itatata avavadadantumam matomat prananatasut tusa eva napara napara There is nothing else and no one else for us. You are our mud pran. You are our very pran, our life force, our pancha pran. We have five prans and you are it. Your five senses are our five pranas. Your eyes are our pran. Your nose is our pran. Your lips are our pran. Your ears are our pran. And your hands are our pran. It's called pancha pran. Your panchindriya are our pancha pran. So you are our prananath. You are a lord of our pran. We cannot exist without you. So you are not Gopinath. You are not Suratanath. We are calling you, hey Suratanath, please come. Now, in the beginning of the shloka, in the first part we're calling you Suratanath Gopinath. But in the last part we're saying you are Gopiari. Gopikaari. You are the killer of the gopis. Isn't it murder? Neakim Bada? Isn't it murder? And what do we say to the gopis? Yes, it is murder. He should be arrested and convicted and put in prison. He should be put in the caves of Govardhan and locked in those caves with 108 gopis. That is a punishment for this murderer. He should be locked in one cave, one deep dark cave in Govardhan with 108 gopis and seal the entrance and not allow him to come out until he's thoroughly punished by those 108 gopis. Isn't that a fitting punishment for this murderer?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm glad that the jury has agreed with the lawyer's proposal. And now, Krishna is duly convicted, and we'll leave it at that. Akanda Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Ki.